Krishna Book, Canto 10, Hastinapur, taken from chapters 47 and 48, Scene 1. Akrura goes to Hastinapur. My dear Akrura, you are always our friend and well-wisher. You are always ready to act for our welfare. Kindly, therefore, go to Hastinapur and see what arrangement has been made for the Pandavas. Krishna was very anxious to know about the sons of Pandu, because at a very young age, the Pandavas had lost their father. Being very friendly to his devotees, Krishna was anxious to know about the sons of Pandu, and therefore Krishna deputed Akrura to go to Hastinapur and get information of the real situation. For I have heard that after the death of King Pandu, his young sons, Yudhishthir, Bhima, Arjuna, Nakula, and Sahadeva, along with their widowed mother Kunti, have come under the charge of Dhritarashtra, who is to look after them as their guardian. But I have also heard that Dhritarashtra is not only blind from birth, but is also blind in his affection for his cruel son Duryodhana. The five Pandavas are the sons of King Pandu, but Dhritarashtra, due to his plans and designs, is not favorably disposed towards the Pandavas. So kindly go there and study how Dhritarashtra is dealing with the sons of Pandu. On receipt of your report, I shall consider how to favor the Pandavas. In this way, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna ordered Akrura to go to Hastinapur, and then Krishna returned home accompanied by Balaram and Uddhava. Being thus ordered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, Akrura visited Hastinapur. Hastinapur is said to be the site of what is now New Delhi. The part of New Delhi, which is still known as Indraprastha, is accepted by people in general as the old capital of the Pandavas. The very name Hastinapur suggests that there were many hastis or elephants. Because the Pandavas kept many elephants in the capital, it was called Hastinapur. Keeping elephants is a very expensive job, and to keep many elephants, therefore, the kingdom must be very rich, and so Hastinapur was full of elephants, horses, chariots, and other opulences. When Akrura reached Hastinapur, he saw that the capital was full of all kinds of opulences. The kings of Hastinapur were taken to be the ruling kings of the whole world. Their fame was widely spread throughout the entire kingdom, and their administration was conducted under the good counsel of learned brahmanas. After seeing the very opulent capital city, Akrura met King Dhritarashtra. Akrura also saw Grandfather Bhishma sitting with Dhritarashtra. After meeting with them, Akrura went to see Vidura and then Vidura's sister Kunti. One after another, Akrura saw the son of Somadatta and the king of Bhalika. He also saw Dronacharya, Kripa Acharya, Karna, and Duryodhana, who was also known by the name Suyodhana. Akrura saw the five Pandava brothers and other friends and relatives living in the city of Hastinapur. Akrura was known as the son of Gandhi, so whomever he met was very pleased to receive him. Akrura was offered a good seat at all of his receptions, and Akura inquired all about his relatives' welfare and other activities. Since Akura was deputed by Lord Krishna to visit Hastinapur, it is understood that he was very intelligent in studying a diplomatic situation. Dhritarashtra was unlawfully occupying the throne after the death of his brother, King Pandu, despite the presence of Pandu's sons. Akura wanted to study the whole situation by remaining in Hastinapur. Akura could understand very well that ill-motivated Dhritarashtra was much inclined in favor of his own sons. In fact, Dhritarashtra had already usurped the kingdom and was now instigating and planning to dispose of the five Pandava brothers. Akura knew also that all the sons of Dhritarashtra, headed by Duryodhana, were very crooked politicians. Dhritarashtra did not act in accordance with the good instructions given by Bhishma and Vidura, but Dhritarashtra was being conducted by the ill instructions of such persons as Karna, Shakuni, and others. And so, Akura decided to stay in Hastinapur for a few months just to study the whole political situation. Gradually, Akura learned from Kunti and Vidura that Dhritarashtra was very intolerant and envious of the five Pandava brothers because of their extraordinary learning in military science and their greatly developed bodily strength. The Pandavas acted as true chivalrous heroes. They exhibited all the good qualities of the Kshatriyas, and the Pandavas were very responsible princes, always thinking of the welfare of the citizens. Akura learned also that the envious Dhritarashtra, in consultation with his ill-advised son, Duryodhana, had tried to even kill the Pandavas by poisoning them. Thus ends chapter 48, scene 1. Akura goes to Hastinapur. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.